Okay, so good morning. Today's daf is daf kafeh, daf 25. We left off at the bottom of the page on 24, Bikov Dalet Amud Bet. We have 10 lines from the bottom of the page, starting at the new Mishnah. The Mishnah begins. I don't know if these belong to anyone. The Mishnah begins. Hashor hamazik, shor hamazik b'shud hanizak ketzad. How is it that an ox that damages in the damaged one's property, how is that so? So nagach, nagach, nashach, rabat, ba'at, reshut harabim. If he gored, if he did any of these different types of subcategories of the Karen, he bit or he crouched or you kicked or he did any of these types of things that caused damage, if it was in the reshut harabim, mishalem chatzin nezik, he pays the half a damage. Reshut anizak, but if it was in the domain of the one that was damaged, then we get into machlok Rabbi Tarfon. Omer, Rabbi Tarfon says, Nezek shalem, you pay the full damage. V'chachamim amrim, v'chachamim say, chatzin nezek. No, you pay the half a damage. Amar lahem Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Tarfon tells them, Uma b'makom shehekel al ha-shen v'al ha-regel b'rshud ha-rabim shupatur. In the public domain, when it comes to shen and regel, you would be exempt. Hechmir lahem b'rshud ha-nizak l'shalem nezek shalem. But in those cases, if it was in the domain of the one that was damaged, you would have to pay the full damage. So makom shehechmir al karen b'rshud ha-rabim shalem chatzin nezek. In a case where by a Karen you would have to pay half a damage in the Rishut Arabim, it's stricter. Is it not all the more so that in the domain of the one that was damaged, it caused damage, then you would pay the full damage? And now we're going to introduce something that's a very important rule for the rest of the daf. So Amrullah, they said to Rabbi Tarfon, Dayol laba minadin layod kanidon. It says it's enough for the... Meaning there's item A and there's item B. We're learning Kal v'chomer, we're learning B from A. But he's saying, this line is basically saying, it's enough for the item B that we're learning out to be in just like item A, but it can't be stricter than item A. So he says, ma b'reshut harabim chatzin nezek, just like in the reshut harabim, you pay half a damage, af b'reshut hanizak chatzin nezek, so too in the reshut of the damaged one, you pay half the damage. So Amar Lahem, he said back to them. This is what they said to him, and he said back to them, Af ani lo adun Karen mikaren, flipping the amud. He says, even I don't learn Karen from Karen, meaning I won't learn from here. Rather, ani adun Karen miregel. I learn out Karen from regel. So the Gemara says, Uma b'makom shehekel ad Hashem v'ad regel b'reshut harabim. In a case where we're lenient on the tooth and the regel in the Rishut Arabim, Hechmir b'Karen, we are strict by Karen. Makom shehechmir al Hashen v'al regel b'Rishut HaNizak, in a case where we are strict on the Shen and the regel in the Rishut of the Nizak, Ein Odin shenachmir b'Karen, is it not all the more so that will be strict by Karen? So Amrullo, they said back to him, Dayo leba min adin liyot kanidon, it's enough for item B to be just like item A, can't be stricter. Ma b'Rishut Arabim, just like in the Rishut Arabim, you only pay the half a damage, so too in the Rishut of the Nizak, you'd only pay half a damage. So this is the Machloket. So the Gemara says, hold on, Rabbi Tarfon, Leidlei Dayo, there's Rabbi Tarfon not hold of this deen of Dayo, but Dayo Deoraita, but Dayo is Deoraita, it's from the Torah. The Tanya, how do we know that? The Braita says, Midin Kal Vachomer Ketzad, how do we know from a Kal Vachomer? It says by Miriam, whenever Miriam spoke Moshe Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu, which was sent to be sent out of the camp, so it says Vayomer Adonai Moshe ve'avia yarok yarak befanea haloti kalem shivat yamim. If her father spat in her face, should she not be ashamed for 7 days? Meaning Hashem Himself is saying to go out. So Kal Vachomer Lashchina, saying a Kal Vachomer from the Shechina, Arba'a Asar Yom, should be 14 days. But really, we only can tell her to go out of the camp for 7 days. Ella, you must be Dayo Leba Min Adin, Leor Kenidon, that it's enough for item B that we're learning out from item A to be just like item A, we cannot be stricter. So the Gemara says that it's clear from the Torah, that this is from the Torah. So the Gemara says, Ki Leid Le Dayo, Heched De Mafrich Kal Vachomer. Heched Lo Mafrich Kal Vachomer, Id Le Dayo. Rabbi Tarfon, he doesn't have the deen of Dayo, that's only when it contradicts the Kal Vachomer. But if it does not contradict the Kal Vachomer, he agrees with Dayo. So the Gemara says, Hatam, Shiva de Shechina Loktivi, over there by Miriam, it doesn't say 7 days by the Shechina. Ata kalvachomer aiti abresar. So the kalvachomer is coming to teach 14 days. Ata dayo apik shiva v'okei shiva. Dayo is coming to teach us that you only establish her to go out for 7 days, and you remove 7 days from the equation, and you keep 7 days. Aval hacha, but over here, chatzin nezek to you. It says chatzin nezek, v'ata kalvachomer v'aiti chatzin nezek acharina. And then the kalvachomer is coming to bring an extra chatzin nezek, v'na'asa nezek shalem, which makes it a complete nezek. So the Gemara says, "Id darashta dayo africh lekalvachomer." And if you were to be doresh dayo over here in this case, therefore your kalvachomer would have a refute, would have a contradiction on it. So that's why, in our case, he did not teach dayo. So the Gemara says, "Verabanan." What would the Rabbanan say? Shiva de shchina ktivi. It does say 7 days by shchina. How do we know? Tisager shiva demim. It says Miriam should go in confinement for 7 days. So the Gemara says, "Veritarfon." What would you say to that? Ahu tisager the darshin and dayohu. No, he says that tisager confinement was teaching us where we learn out dayo. So you can't use it for that. So the Gemara says verabanan. What does the rabbanan say? So k'tiv karacharina. It says another pasuk, but tisager Miriam. It says Miriam should go in confinement. So there's two psukim. So now you can use this to teach the 7 days of the shechina. So the Gemara says Rabbi Tarfon. What does Rabbi Tarfon say? Hahu da'afilu be'alma darshina dayo. He says no. That pasuk is coming to teach us that even in general we are doresh dayo. Velo tamar hacha mishum kvodo shel Moshe. Don't say that over here. The only reason why they diluted the 14-day confinement of Miriam was because of the kavod of Moshe Rabbeinu that he prayed for her. Because she spoke lashon hara, he prayed for her. El narafan ala, right? Just don't say that's the reason. Aval be'alma lo, that in general no, it wouldn't be like that. Kamashmana, that even in general that's the case as well, that we would say dayo. So amar ner papa la abaye. Papa comes and says to abaye, v'ha haytana delo darish dayo, v'af agav delo mafrich kal v'chomer. Hold on, this tana, he's not dorish dayo, and it's not contradicting kal v'chomer. So how do you explain that? The tanya, the writer says, keri bezav minayin. How do we know that a carry, that a seminal emission that comes out of a zav would make him tameh? It's a very chamur, it's a very stringent level of tumah. So the Gemara says, "Vidino, we have a kalvachomer, matahor betahor, tameh betameh." If a spit that comes out of a tahor person is tahor, if it comes out of a tameh person, it transfers tumah. So tameh betahor, if you have something tameh that comes out of a tahor person, seminal emission that comes out of a tahor person, it makes tumah. So how much more so if it's a tameh person and the seminal emission comes out, that it would transfer tumah. So it's a kal v'chomer. So the Gemara says the kamaiti la ben lemaga ben lemasa, and the Tana is teaching it both for maga, both for touching and for carrying. That this tumah it transfers over by touching something and by carrying. Both of them transfer. The Gemara says, "Ve'amayin." Why is that the case? Neima, why don't we just say, "Ahane kalvachomer lemaga." The kalvachomer is teaching us that the tumah transfers by touching. Ahane dayo lapuke masa, but dayo is coming to teach us to exclude the tumah transferring through carrying. So the Gemara says, "Ve'chi teima." Maybe you can say, "Lemaga lo yitzirik kalvachomer." For touching, you don't need a kalvachomer. Why? Delo garami gavra tahor. It's not any lower of a level than a pure, the tahor person. So therefore, for sure, it's a simple. You don't even need maybe you don't even need a kalvachomer for touching the transferring through touching. The Gemara says it's there. You need that. Sakadata chamina. I would have thought to say mikre laila k'tiv. It says mikre laila, incident of the night. It says mishe kiryo goremlo. That's only someone whose seminal emission causes the tumah. Yatzazeh she'en kiryo goremlo. This is excluding a zav. It's not his regular just semen coming out that's causing it. He's a zav. That's what's causing it. It's something else that's causing it. So that's what I would have thought. Kamashmalan. That's why it's coming to teach us that no, that's not the case. The Gemara says, hold on. Midi velo davar acher k'tiv. Does it say in the pasuk this and nothing else? It doesn't say that. This is Uman Tana Deshmatlei Damar Shichvat Zera Shazav Metameh B'Masa. Who is the author that says that the Zera, the semen of a Zav, is Metameh with carrying, through carrying? So the Gemara says Lo Rabbi Eliezer Lo Rabbi Yoshua. It's not neither Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Yoshua. The Tanya should say, the Braita says Shichvat Zera Shazav, the Zera of the Zav, Metameh B'Maga Ve'enu Metameh B'Masa. The very Rabbi Eliezer, he says it transfers to Tumah through touching but not through carrying. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua says, "Af metameh b'masad, even transfers through carrying." The fisha iyev shar b'lo tichtuches ziva, because it's not possible that there aren't any drips of the ziva that are coming out still, so therefore it would still transfer. The Gemara says, "Ad kano kamar Rabbi Yoshua hatam elah she iyashar belot tichtuche ziva." Rabbi Yoshua was only saying it's because there's no way that there aren't drips of the ziva still coming. Halavachi, if that wasn't the case, lo, then it wouldn't transfer to ma'am. So hold on, you have neither Tana was teaching that it's mitameh both by touching and by carrying. So who's the author? So when it says elahai tanahu, it's following the upcoming Tana. Ditnan, as the Mishnah says, lemala mehen, flipping the amud, we have the case over here of shalosh avot tumot, the highest level of tumot, the sheretz, shechvat zera, and tamamit that we said earlier in the Mishnah. It's from the Mishnah Masachet Kelim, and they do not transfer tuma. They only transfer tuma with touching. So the Gemara says, "Lemala mehen, the ones that are higher than that, zovo shel zav, the zov that comes out, the flow that comes from a zav, v'rokolo and his spit, v'shichvat zaro and his semen, u'memir raglav and his urine, v'dam hanida and the blood of a nida woman, mitamein ben b'maga ben b'masa. Those are mitameh, whether through touching or through carrying, both make tuma." So the Gemara says, "V'dilma achenami lefish iyashar belo tzich tuchei ziva." Why don't we say the same thing here? That it's not possible that there aren't tzich, still some remnants of the ziva, and that's why it's transferring the tuma. So the Gemara says, "Imken litniyat gabe zovo." So why doesn't it teach it by zovo, by his flow? It says, "Maishna dekatan gale gabe roko." Why does it teach it by its spit? Ela must be ela mishum daate miroko. We learn it from the spit. They're just like the spit. It's like we mentioned earlier, we learned out that Kal Vachomer of Tahor mi Tahor, Tameh mi Tameh. So that's what he's learning it to hear. But so therefore, you can explain that this is, it's not because of the Tzichtzuchei Ziva, rather this is the Tana that holds that it is Mitameh b'maga en masa, through touching and through carrying. Amar le Rav Acha midifti le Ravina, said to Ravina, v'ha haitana lo darish dayo, this Tana did not learn dayo, that it's enough for the second thing to be like the first thing, but he doesn't contradict the Kal Vachomer. The Tanya, as the Braita says, mapatz bemet minayin. How do we know a mat that becomes tamemet through a dead person, how do we know that it conveys that tum'ah? So the Gemara says, vedinu, it's a Kal Vachomer. Umapachin ketanim shetehorim bezav mitam bezav mitame bemet. How do we, just like these small containers, when it touches a zav, they stay tahor. Mitame bemet, they become tameh and transfer to ma'ah through a med, through a dead person. Mapat, this mat, shemitameh bezav, it becomes tameh through a zav. Einodin sheitameh bemet, is it not all the more so that you become tameh through a dead person? The Gemara says, "V'kamaiti la ben tumat erev, ben tumat shiva." And he holds this whether for tumat erev, just for tumah of the night time, or tumah of shiva for 7 days. Like for example, generally speaking, Rashi says, "V'kamaiti la mapatz yetameh bemet shiva yamim kishar kinim shuvahol amet." So he's saying that generally speaking, a tameh met would have to wait 7 days of tumah. Whereas Zav would be one day. So he's saying he's bringing this in a case of both for Tumat Erev, for just until then, until the night time, and for Tumat Shiva, and for 7 days. So Amar Lei said to him, "Kvar Reman Yale Rav Nachman Bar Zecharia Abaye." He already asked this question to Abaye. Amar Lei Abaye, and Abaye said to him, "Tana mi mapatz b'sheretz ma'itila." No, the Tana was learning from a mat that touched a sheretz, a rodent, that became tameh. That's where he's learning it from. This is what he meant to say. Mapatz b'sheretz b'nayin. How do we know a mapat, a mat that touches a sheretz, becomes transfers, conveys tuma? So he says, "V'dinu it's a kal v'chomer uma pachin ketanim sheteorim bezav tmeim b'sheretz." These small containers, they're tahor when touching a zav, they're tameh when touching a rodent. Mapatz shetameh bezav, einodin shetameh b'sheretz. A mat that becomes tameh with a zav is not all the more so it becomes tameh with a rodent. So ela mapatz bemet minayin. Okay, so how do we know a mat becomes tameh through a tameh met? So the Gemara says neemar beged veor b'sheretz. It says beged and the skin and the or by a sheretz. Neemar beged veor b'met, and it says it by a dead person. Ma beged veor hamor b'sheretz mapatz tameh bo. Just like those items by a rodent, the mat would become tameh. Af beged veor hamor b'met mapatz tameh bo. So too by a dead person, the mat would become tameh. So the Gemara says mufne. This is mufne. What's mufne? Mufne basically means that the only reason you're able to learn this is because the pasuk is available. This pasuk is available to learn out this gzerah shava, right? But if it wasn't available, then you wouldn't be able to learn it. Di lo mufne. If it wasn't available, ikal minfracha, I could contradict you. Mala sheretz sheken metameh b'ka'adasha. I can say that a sheretz, a rodent, if it makes tumah, with even just the size of a lentil, even if the rodent only had a leftover piece of it that was the size of a lentil, it conveys over tum'ah. Tomar b'mitch, ein metamin b'kadosh, ayla b'kazayit. You can't say the same thing by a dead person, that the dead person's flesh only transfers over tum'ah when it's a kazayit, an olive volume, which is greater than a lentil. So I would have thought that, hey, you could say this is stricter. So that's why I would have been able to contradict this if it wasn't available. So the Gemara says, yeah, you're right. Afnuye mufne, it is available. So the Gemara says, michti, sheret itkash the shichvat zera. Sheretz as a hekesh to shichvat zera. Dichtiv, it says in the pasuk. You know what? You know, here it's going to start getting more into the mufneh. So you know what? Maybe we'll stop there for today on the topic of mufneh, and Bezalel Hashem will continue mufneh tomorrow. Just a 1 minute recap.